As we trudged through a field of stinging nettles in England, pain soaring through our legs with the end just a mere 100 metres away, I felt relief coupled with a sense of achievement. My feet were covered in blisters from the hiking boots that didn't fit. My backpack weighed heavily on my shoulders and heat radiated from my strawberry red sunburnt face. Yes, believe me, you can get sunburnt in England. Little did I know that this was a signature moment in my life, a pivotal turning point that would reshape my perspectives, spark my curiosity, enhance my self-confidence, and require me to become an independent thinker. I was coming to the end of a three-month exchange in the UK, where I was attending St Catherine's School in Bramley. At this particular moment, I was on a practice expedition for the Duke of Edinburgh. There was no teachers or guides, just the girls in my group hiking through the English countryside. The lessons we learned were invaluable. We had to work as a team, navigating, pitching tents and cooking meals. As we walked together, the constant encouragement and motivating one another lifted our spirits. To take our minds off the physical hardships, we sang songs and focused on the end goal. What kept us going while overcoming the ever-changing landscape, challenging terrain, hot weather and our own physical limitations was how we looked out for one another. We were faced with multiple challenges, from sunburn, blisters, hunger and dehydration, to at one point finding ourselves lost in the woodlands. In the rapidly fading afternoon sun, we reassessed the maps, communicated our ideas, and formulated a plan to get us back on route. The group had to be resourceful and resilient, or everyone would have ended up in tears. The genuine care for one another, with the simple gesture of asking a quick, "Are you okay?" from time to time made all the difference. Not to forget the good supply of chocolate for those pick-me-up moments. As the group took the last few steps to the end of the field, we collapsed to the ground, exhausted. Everyone sat in silence, listening to the sounds around us, cherishing what we had just achieved. As I lay in the dust in the shade of a large tree, I reflected on my own journey. For me, it was not just the learnings from this hike, it was the culmination of my self-development over the last 3 months that I'd been living thousands of kilometres away from my friends and family. Fueled by the necessity to confront challenges outside a familiar support network, I had grown as an individual. I developed self-confidence, resilience, independence and organisation, and most particularly, the courage to step out of my comfort zone. As Louisa May Alcott, the author of Little Woman, said, "I'm not afraid of storms, for I'm learning to sail my ship." Thank you.
Thank you. Now we will be welcoming Alex Shergold, the second member of the student executive.
My significant moment was so memorable that I remember the exact date that it happened, the 22nd of July, 2015. And that may seem a little bit crazy, but it's not really, because it was one of my most, probably my most anticipated day of the year, my birthday. But it wasn't just any birthday. This was year seven. And we all know how excited we got in year seven when it came to birthdays. There were lockers crammed weekly with lollies, balloons, and of course more balloons to make the shelves look as full as possible, and streamers freshly recycled from Rachel's locker last week. That, combined with the fact that I love birthdays, made my entire day special from the minute that I woke up. But the one moment from that day that has stood out to me ever since was not, in fact, opening my locker to a mess of birthday bits brought in a last-minute stressful morning dash to Coles, but finding a small group of my friends standing at the St Catherine's gates, ready for my arrival, decked in party hats, poppers in hand, laughing with embarrassment. That extra little gesture meant more to me than they would know, because it was completely enough to make me feel special on my birthday. But it also made me begin to realise how close the St Catherine's girls are as a community. I've always loved being a student here because of how supportive and kind everyone is. A moment like the one I'm talking about now just shows how much the community, students and teachers alike, has contributed to making the past few years so special for me. And through knowing that, I would love to give back to St. Catharines by being a school leader who embodies all of our qualities by listening to and including everyone. The girls that waited for me that day didn't mind attracting a little bit of attention from just about everyone in the suburb, because by doing something slightly out of the ordinary. And I'm positive that our welcoming nature of the school had a large part to play in that. But our caring community has not only influenced my friends to wander around in decorations simply because it was my 13th birthday, but it has also been a large reason why I decided to go up for school co-captain. The empathy of the St. Catharines girls has been really evident to me always, and I think that's one of our most important school qualities, because it is key to accepting everyone for exactly who they are and encouraging confidence. Those girls put themselves in my shoes that day and knew that I would want my birthday to be really exciting. So they ensured that it was just that by being there the second I walked into school. As school co-captain, I'd love to make sure everyone has those little moments, because they seem to be the ones that count the most towards making us the girls we are today. So wherever my birthday buddies are, thank you for creating that significant moment for me, because it ended up being one of the many that was epic enough to lead me towards standing here today.
And for number three, we have Claire Hain.
My St. Catharines journey began like anyone would expect. The year was 2015, the day January 30th. I tied my blue ribbon just like I did this morning and expecting an exciting but normal school year. My first day of year 8 followed the same theme and then again in year 9 and year 10. I was slowly moving through the school, doing my schoolwork, playing GSV, going to play and musical rehearsals. I wasn't doing anything particularly noteworthy. I wasn't a national level athlete or a star musician. I was just getting involved and enjoying doing it. To be honest, I thought going unnoticed, for lack of a better word, suited me well. I would hand in an assignment, wait until I got it back, and not really think of it again, assuming my teachers didn't either. And this is exactly what happened in my drama elective in year 9 with Miss White. The assignment was a group task and required us to write a script for a play that we would then produce and perform. The whole project was a smashing success, and Everdeen, our play, became a nice distant memory that the drama girls and I would be able to share the moment of, oh, remember our play in drama? Haha, oh my God, yeah. That was until Bewley Year 10's form party of 2018. What a spread we had. Tim Tams, Lamingtons, chicken sandwiches, who could ask for anything more? Even though the food was delicious, it was one small signature moment of conversation that has stuck with me and changed my outlook on my time at St. Catharines. The group was discussing Year 11 and the topic reached House Arts. It was a classic conversation that I'm sure has occurred in all year levels at some point in time. Who will be our House Arts captains? Miss White asked who would want to take on each role, and when she came to script captain, a few murmurs of maybes came from a few different people, which was when Miss White said, well, you do have a legendary scriptwriter in this form. And just like everyone else, I was thinking, great, who is it? Claire, she says. Now, I'm not telling you this story to talk myself up, but it was at that moment that I was thrown out of my mindset that I would just pass through this school undetected. Miss White went on to explain that since the scriptwriting task in Year 9 over a year before, she'd been excited to see what I could do with our House Arts script. Miss White expressing her support of me as House Arts script captain revealed to me that if an adult had the confidence in my leadership qualities and believed I had the ability to undertake the role, then maybe I should too. This moment pulled me out of the belief that I won't have an impact as a St. Catharines student. If the impact I have is to put on a show at House Arts this year, to be school captain, or to offer the same moment of realisation to another girl who goes on to make an impact too, or anything else really, I'm up for it. So the first day of Year 11 was a little different to the years it had followed. I had the determination to make my mark this year, and I am confident that my first day of Year 12 will follow the same theme. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Now we welcome our fourth speaker, Serena Sitch.
When I look back at the moments in my life that helped shape me into the person I am today, I often find myself looking to the shy and considerably smaller five-year-old me, who would cry when her mum left her at kinder, who was scared to put up her hand to ask a question, but who was one day given a challenge. This challenge began in the ELC, the day my sunflower room teacher came up to me and simply said, "Will you be Mary in our nativity play? I know you can do it." Reassuring words of encouragement, but setting a challenge all the same. Yet the presence of this invisible wall that so often holds us back from what we want loomed in front of me. It's always easy to stay on one side of it, where we're safe. All we have to do is say the word no. But when I opened my mouth, I surprised myself with the word yes. Already terrified at what I had committed to, I would then find out that the part of Mary was not the quiet and peaceful Mary I'd so often heard about, but instead a Mary who performed her own rap solo at the conclusion of the nativity. Yet, having already said yes, there was no backing out. This was a challenge I would have to see through. So the following weeks were filled with practicing and practicing until the words of the rap were even heard in my sleep. Then the dreaded day arrived. But as I stood on the stage, as I began my rap, as I saw the audience and heard their applause, that dreaded day was no longer so scary. And I realized I was no longer that same shy girl I'd been 2 weeks before. I stood on that stage with a smile on my face and wondered, how had I got to this point? The point where I was just a little bit less scared. Just a little bit louder, and just a little bit more confident in myself. It all started because there was someone who had believed in me when I never even thought to believe in myself. Someone who had given me a challenge that I thought was beyond me. This small moment of confidence allowed me to realize the potential you can unleash when the faith that others have in you is matched by just a little bit of faith in yourself. So I tell you this story not because I hope to one day relive my moments of glory as a rapper up on this stage, but because it taught me that we must both encourage ourselves and others to cross that invisible wall in order to grow and become the best versions of ourselves. And who knows, without that moment, I might have not ever had the confidence to stand up here today. Thank you.
And for our fifth member of the student executive, please welcome Chloe Rogers.
A signature moment. When asked to pinpoint just one moment throughout my 14 years at St Catharines that has had the greatest impact on me, I didn't know where to start. So I looked for a pivotal turning point, or perhaps a light bulb moment in my schooling or life. And that is when I realised that there wasn't one. Instead, there's an accumulation of many little moments, many decisions, and although they may seem so small and irrelevant, sometimes they are the memories and actions that truly do impact you as a person the most. I remember when I'd moved to senior school from Barbrook in Year 7. Many of us felt intimidated by the Year 12s. They were much older, wiser, and bigger than us. But I recall one day, Nikki Sitch and Jacqueline Cantarella came up to me and said they recognised me from junior school and asked me how I was enjoying my classes, who my teachers were, and what sports I was doing. From that day on, I often saw them around school, and whether it was at lunchtime or even around my oversized mound of colour-coordinated folders, typical of any Year 7, they both would always smile and say hi. Not only did I instantly feel comfortable, but I felt as though, despite only just moving into Year 7, that I was a part of the school community, or at least to them I was. I'm sure they were not aware at the time of the impact they had on me, but that small action, whether it's introducing yourself or smiling, really can have a larger impact. I believe it is the power of these small actions that foster the culture of friendship and support at our school on a daily basis, and have the ability to transcend just one year level and even reach beyond the school community. I think this is something I've just come to understand, the power of smaller actions. As children, we're focused on the high and low moments in our lives and ultimately value the moments that seem more significant, the end result, the trophy, the prize. However, I have come to realise it is the time in between these moments that we should value the most. These small moments often seem insignificant in our lives and can sometimes be overpowered by the thunder of the big moments. The difficulty with small moments is that we do not always see the impact of our small decisions as significant. At the time, they are not signature moments. We see them as perhaps just a part of our day-to-day lives, or even as irrelevant. But it is only when the end result occurs that we look back on these moments and recognise them as signature moments. The person I am today and the people that we are is not a result of one big signature moment. Our lives cannot simply be summarised so easily. My time here has been shaped by a collection of small but important moments. As such, I would urge everyone in this room to not underestimate the power of these moments to have a lasting impact in the lives of others. Whether they appear to be signature or not, they carry more meaning than we know. Thank you.
And now for our final speaker, we have Sophie Boyce.
We all know that moment when you leave the house in the morning and you go, I feel like I'm missing something, but you just can't put your finger on it. Term one of year nine, I had that exact experience, except I wasn't missing my history postal or runners for PE. I was missing a feeling. It had gone to the point at my old school where, although I was content, I was looking for something more. It was only upon walking through those Hangington gates where I was greeted with a warm welcome from girls in grey and blue that I realised I was missing a sense of community, camaraderie and family. But more importantly, a blue ribbon family where everyone belonged. Before this, I had created a list of girls' schools I wanted to tour in Melbourne in order to find that feeling. St. Cath's was the first school I visited and I didn't know anyone who had gone here or was going here. So if I'm being honest, it was the school that I least expected to choose. But nonetheless, walked into those gates vulnerable yet open-minded. However, from the moment I walked inside, it was already clear to me that St. Cath's celebrated diversity and inclusiveness. Whilst the physical action of walking through those gates did not define me, it represented a sense of belonging. I still get that warm, fuzzy feeling walking through the gates each morning into a safe, supportive community offering not only an education, but a sisterhood. St. Cath's inspired me to engage, embrace, accomplish, but also to connect and belong, even within my first 2 weeks of wearing the uniform. Correctly, I might add, and still to this day, partly due to my biggest fear of getting a green card. Miss Day may or may not remember this, but as my dean in year nine, I told her I wanted to be involved in as many things as possible in order to make a range of friends from different years, walks of life and personalities who would challenge me, similar to a family. The hours I have put into co-curricular activities and initiatives at this school was not to build my resume, instead it was to learn from others as well as find my place inside of our amazing community. Without a doubt, there is not one person in this room that does not have a sports team, a music group, a club, a debating team, or even just a friend that challenges them to strive for a goal, a dream, or a vision. Over the last 10 years, I've always strived and accepted leadership positions. However, my personal goal today is to give back to the community that has supported me, which is why I want to be your 2020 school co-captain. It's the responsibility of making a difference and leaving a powerful legacy that challenges not only me, but all of us. My signature moment walking through those gates was a moment of belonging. I want every girl here to have that exact same moment when they walk through those gates each morning, because while school is about learning how to write a language analysis and calculate the equation of a parabola, it's also the lessons learnt from experiences gained, all thanks to our Blue Ribbon family. Thank you.